Kepa Allen with a KFUO News Update. A federal judge on Saturday handed a legal victory to two churches that challenged an executive order by Kansas Governor Laura Kelly limiting church attendance to 10 or fewer worshipers. The ruling by U.S. District Judge John Brooms in Wichita stays enforcement of Kelly's order until May the 2nd. 5 days before Easter, Kelly had added churches to a list of banned activities in an executive order issued to address the threat of the coronavirus. Brooms required that churches that open observe social distancing and keep everyone in attendance at least 6 feet apart, as well as observe other practices such as not using a collection plate that would be passed through the congregation. In a court filing supporting the lawsuit, attorneys for the Alliance Defending Freedom argued that Kelly had banned church worship but allowed 26 other types of secular activities, including bars, libraries, and shopping malls. A life-saving collaboration that's been a year in the making came to fruition for an unveiling at Heartbeat International's annual conference on Wednesday. The Unplanned Movie Scholarship, a pro-life initiative between Heartbeat and Unplanned star Ashley Bratcher, saw its first recipient. Brittany, an Idaho mom to young son Bradley and client of the Reliance Center in Lewiston, will receive financial support for continuing her education from the Unplanned Movie Scholarship. The scholarship award was announced Wednesday at Heartbeats International Conference via a remotely produced presentation that included Brittany Bratcher and Reliance Center founder Heather Lawless, along with Heartbeat Vice President of Mission Advancement Cindy Boston Bellotto. Brittany had been working two jobs and going to school while parenting 18-month-old Brantley. She has said that she most likely would not have had her son without the Reliance Center. The International Planned Parenthood Federations announced the closing of 5,633 member clinics due to the COVID-19 pandemic, and 23 others have reported a reduced ability to commit abortions. In 2018, the Federation committed nearly 1.5 million abortions around the world, with just more than half being done by way of chemical abortion. The organization also lists 122,820 treatments for incomplete abortions, which could account for any chemical abortion that failed and had to be followed up with a surgical abortion. The Federation also claims it's struggling with accessing key commodities and supplies, which is quite possible given the fact that personal protective equipment is supposed to be going to frontline healthcare workers battling COVID-19. Throughout the United States, elective surgeries, including abortions in some states, have been postponed in order to divert personal protective equipment to COVID-19 healthcare workers. This has been a KFUO News Update.